with holiday weekend greetings to all of Turdville. Turd Ferguson here on Saturday, Holy Saturday, March 26, 2016. Hope you're having a nice holiday weekend. I thought I would take this opportunity to record a quick podcast. We're going to focus exclusively today on the commitment of Traders Report and what, if anything, this means going forward. The reason I wanted to do that is the report that we got late yesterday is so horrific, grotesque, a wonderful example in that regard of how criminally fraudulent the COMEX paper gold and paper silver markets are. They're a great illustration of how these paper derivative markets are 100% managed and controlled by the market-making bullion banks. We can talk about the fraudulent nature of the naked shorting that these banks do and how that controls the market. And if a lot of folks are out there wanting, actually almost hoping, that these reports mean nothing. They want the fundamentals of physical supply and demand to affect the paper, gold, and silver price. And I'm here to tell you, they don't. They really don't have anything to do with the paper, gold, and silver price, because the paper, gold, and silver price that is discovered on the COMEX really has nothing to do with physical gold. As these banks issue naked paper shorts in the form of COMEX contracts, they don't put up as collateral any physical metal. You can follow the gold and silver stocks reports every day from the CME, and you can note that this doesn't change. And as you can go back to the first of the year and look at open interest levels, particularly in gold, and you can see that even though open interest has risen by 25%, the vaults haven't risen by 25%. They haven't risen by 2.5%. Okay, so there is no connection between physical gold and physical silver, and then this paper price. The only price being discovered on the COMEX is the price of the paper derivative contract. Again, there are a lot of folks out there that say, well, I think price is going to keep going up. I don't care what the open interest is. I don't care what the cop positioning is. And I want to keep reminding you, for price to continue higher from here, you're going to need more buyers of the paper. Doesn't matter how much physical gold is being bought in the world. You need more buyers of the paper on the COMEX if you're going to get the paper price to go up. And with open interest now at the highest levels that we've seen since 2012, highest levels of all year in this rally, again, you're going to have to find another 40, 50,000 contracts of new buying if you're going to get the paper price to even get back up to where it was 1 or 2 weeks ago. So, I don't want you to get your hopes up. I don't want you thinking that all of a sudden, oh, we've won the fight. These banks are going down. Yes, we're all pulling for that. Yes, we are all very much looking forward to the day when that happens. But that day is not going to be Monday, nor is it going to be a week from Monday. Instead, these banks are playing the same game they've always played. I'll show you when we get to the charts. They issue contracts and naked short while price rises, hoping to cap it, hoping to stall momentum to absorb all of the buying that's possibly going to come in. We are now at that point in gold, again, with an open interest level not seen in 4 years. So unless more buying comes in, then all of a sudden the buying is exhausted. You're left with more sellers than buyers. Price rolls over, which it already has, going down by 5% from the highs. And then you start breaking some technical levels. All of these spec paper Momo chasing paper traders start heading for the exits at once, and down we go. All of that spec selling is met with cartel buying. This is all going down because these are down ticks. And the cartel buys back all these naked shorts that they've issued. That's how that works. That is the speculator wash, rinse cycle. And we have clearly begun another one. Okay, we got a COT report yesterday. Even though it was Good Friday, we did get a COT report. And this is data based off the survey back on last Tuesday, March 22nd. For the COT week, gold was actually up on the week, $17. That's a five-day week from Wednesday the 16th through Tuesday the 22nd. Open interest, though, rose 17,000 contracts, like I said, to Wednesday or Tuesday's multi-year high of 510,579. internally. What was going on? The large specs were adding to their net long position to the tune of a little over 9,000 contracts. The small specs added to their net long position by more than 5,000 contracts. And because of all of that speculator buying, the commercials were selling, increasing their net short position by 14,000 contracts. But this is where it gets gross, grotesque, fraudulent. The new gold commercial, gross, just the total amount of contracts that the commercials on the COMEX are short, is now just a little more than 327,000 contracts. Go back to the last COT report of December. Okay, this is what, 2.5 months ago, with price down at about $10.50, $10.60, $200 lower. The gross position of the gold commercials was 162,500 contracts, which means while price has risen the first 10 weeks of this year, 11 weeks, the gold commercials have doubled their gross short position. Open interest now, again, is up 130,000 contracts. The gross short position of the gold commercials is up 164,561 contracts. So they've taken their short position, their short obligation, and doubled it. That means they've added, when they've added 164,000 new naked shorts, that means they have naked shorted over 16 million ounces of paper gold since the first of the year. That's 500 metric tons, or roughly the equivalent of the total holdings of the ECB or Turkey. All to keep price only rallying $200 or 20%. The same is true in silver. Over the COT week last week, silver was up 63 cents. We've, of course, given almost all of that and more back. Open interest was up nearly 10,000 contracts on just the week. The large specs and small specs were buying, and the commercials were shorting. You want a red flag waving, warning signal? The large specs in silver, now net long, 62,000 contracts, and a net long ratio, where you divide their shorts into the amount of their longs, is now an extremely bearish 4.25 to 1. And the silver commercials led by J.P. Morgan increased their gross short silver position by 8,500 contracts, now up to 125,000 contracts, almost exactly at the record high set back in May of 2015. Being short 125,000 contracts gross is an obligation to deliver 625 million ounces of silver, roughly 75% of total mine supply for this year. The banks on the COMEX are now short with an obligation to deliver. They're never going to deliver it. How many contracts did they deliver this most recent delivery month of March? 1,200? So when you got 125,000, are you actually positioning silver to be sold forward? No. You're just simply naked shorting every time there's a spec buyer, figuring you just wait them out. And that's exactly what they do. Again, there's no relation to actual physical silver, the cost of production, how difficult it is to produce. No, it doesn't have anything to do with anything. This is just an exposure to silver. This is silver derivative that is being purchased. And once again, by fraudulent nature of the COMEX, banks like J.P. Morgan are issuing naked short contracts that are gobbled up by the large specs. And as you can see on the charts, we all know what's coming next. So again, you could sit there and say, well, no, I don't think the COT's been anything. Whatever. Hey, knock yourself out. They're certainly not a trading tool because the CFTC, by design, waits at least 3 days before releasing this information from the day that it was actually surveyed on Tuesday until when it's released on Friday. There's a 74-hour cooling off period, if you will. So you can't use this information to trade, but what you can use it is to look at it from a historical perspective, to give you some size and scope of these positions. And you can clearly see the historical trend. And that's what we'll do here right now. First and foremost, just to show you how grotesque this is in gold and the desperation of these bullion banks to keep price down. What do you mean? What do you say that, Turd? We've said this now for the better part of 3.5 years. The key to smashing price and keeping price trending lower is to control sentiment and thus physical demand in the West. How much gold has allegedly been bought by just the GLD ETF this year? 170 metric tons. Does anybody really actually believe there's been 170 metric tons moved into the GLD vaults? No, of course not. You get these days where they add their inventory by 15 metric tons. There's no 15 metric tons going in. Now, they may have a contract from one of these banks to deliver 15 metric tons at some point in the future. That bank, which is now on the hook for coming up with 15 metric tons, the only way they can get out of that is to jam price lower, kill the sentiment, get some of these financial planners and stockbrokers that are herding their clients into GLD to give them some gold exposure, get them to say, oh, you know what, this gold thing isn't working out. Let's sell that GLD. The authorized participants bundle all those sell orders together, liquidate shares, and the GLD inventory goes back down. And now these banks, which are on the hook for some 12 metric ton order from, you know, March the 17th or whatever, now all of a sudden they don't need to fill that order. That contract is then canceled out and voided. They never had to deliver it, all because they were able to manage price back down. Okay, so controlling price is the key to controlling sentiment and physical demand. That is why the banks have doubled their short position in just 11 weeks. And think about what would have happened to price if they hadn't. If open interest had stayed at 380,000, if somehow open interest was tethered to the amount of gold put up as collateral on the exchange, if you could only lever the gold that you have as collateral 10 times instead of 100 times or 200 times or infinite amount of times, how much would price would have risen during this last 10 weeks, in just the last 4 weeks? And how much would that have fed on itself and driven price even higher and demand even higher for physical? Do you see how this is played? Do you see why the COMEX is so important and pivotal? It is the New York gold pool. It was discovered how they could do actual alchemy in January of 1975, and the COMEX has been doing it for 41 years. And until it fails and breaks, it's just going to continue. So let's look. How has this worked internally in just the past couple of months? Well, check this out. If you go back to January 26th, date that I picked, because that was right toward the end of the February contract cycle, right as February options were expiring, right as the February contract was going off the board and going into delivery, open interest on Tuesday, January 26th was just 385,000 contracts. Price that day closed at 11:20. The total gross short position on that COT report of the gold commercials was 175,000 contracts or 545 metric tons. Remember, we had that historic rally because the yen was going like crazy in early February. We had the price go all the way to 1263 on February the 11th. After the holiday weekend, there was a COT survey taken on February the 16th. Price that day closed at 1210. Okay, so we moved up a whopping $90 over the course of those 3 weeks. Total open interest had risen to almost 429,000, and the commercial gross short position was now up to 260,000 contracts. They'd raised it already by 85,000 contracts in just 3 weeks, and now they were gross short 808 metric tons. And now, as of this last Tuesday and this COT report, with price now at 1245 last Tuesday, total open interest now 510,000 contracts. Gross short position 327,000 contracts or 1,017 metric tons. So, while price broke out and rallied over the last, let's see, from January 26th until March 22nd, that's 8 weeks, price rallied on a total basis from $11.20 to $12.40, $80. The banks increased the open interest from 385 to 510,000 contracts, and they increased their gross exposure, their potential delivery exposure, from 545 metric tons of gold to over 1,000. They don't have 1,000 metric tons to deliver, these banks. They have no intention of ever delivering that. But while speculators were rushing into the gold pit looking for an exposure to gold because, hey, gold's going higher, negative interest rates, you know, currencies are going crazy, faith in central banking's going down, the Fed's never going to raise rates, all that stuff. All this demand came rushing in from the specs. And how did the banks meet that demand? They issued brand new contracts based on gold they didn't have and increased their obligation to deliver from 545 metric tons to over 1,000 metric tons. Again, imagine if in an equity, let's say call up your stockbroker and you want to buy 100 shares of Coca-Cola. And rather than going on the market to find a willing seller of 100 shares of Coca-Cola, your broker, Merrill Lynch, just simply creates 100 new shares of Coca-Cola from thin air and sells it to you, taking the risk that Coca-Cola is not going to go any higher, figuring that you'll eventually just sell your 100 Coca-Cola because it's actually going down, and then they'll just buy it back. That's not how it works. And if it did, if any broker-dealer tried to do that, man, they'd be all put in jail. CNBC would go crazy. The SEC would be looking to fine and jail everyone. But instead, that's exactly how the COMEX works, and no one gives a shit. No one cares. Why? Because this is what the banks and the central banks want. The regulators all look the other way. This is grotesque. This is fraud. Criminal fraud. So when you tell me about, well, I think gold's going to keep going higher. Really? So a whole bunch now, you're going to get another 50,000 contracts of open interest issued in the next couple of weeks because, you know, gold's going higher. Okay, that's the only way it's going to go higher. And so you're going to tell me that as the banks issue another 50,000 contracts, what, we're going to go to back to 1280? That's just not how it works. That's not what the COMEX is. I'm telling you, this COT reports, for whatever you think of them, they are a historical indicator, and nothing proves that more than your next series of charts. This is the last 2 years' weekly chart of gold. Notice the peaks in price coincide with peaks in the commercial net short position. Commercial net short position now, which is back nearly to where it was at the end of January last year, right before price declined from 1300 down to 1160. And you can see bottoms coincide with very tiny. In fact, back in December, there were a couple times intra-week where we're pretty sure the commercials actually were net long for a day or two. And again, now they are net short 200,000 again. The ultimate outsiders, the people that are wrong consistently because they don't understand, they think this is a fair market, they think somehow the COMEX price of gold is representative of true supply and demand of real gold. They're clueless. The ultimate clueless crowd is the small specs. The guys on the Yahoo chat room board. The people that follow $GLD on Twitter. The guys that they all know everything. They count their waves. They count their cycles, you know, primary D of C1 and all that bull crap. These are the guys that are consistently wrong, as you can see on your next chart. It's the same weekly chart of gold showing the small speck, either net long or net short position. Going back to July of 2014, net long 20,000 contracts right before gold went from 1340 to 1140. By the time we bottomed out, they were net short. Oh, guess what? Then gold rallied back up to where they were net long, 18,000. These guys are always wrong. And where are they as of last Tuesday? The largest position I could find, net long 21,000. You think they're going to be right for once, huh? You think price is going to go up $200 from here so that all these small specs are going to be right? Uh-huh. Sure they will. Look at it in silver. Again, we'll just look at the silver commercials. J.P. Morgan and their pals. Can you see a trend here? And again, the number today, or at least as of Tuesday, net short, net. You take the amount of gross contracts that they're short, you subtract the gross amount of contracts that the commercials are long, you get a net number, 77,000 contracts short. Biggest number I've ever seen. I don't know, maybe Uncle Ted's got something from 2004 where it was larger. Biggest number I've ever seen. Running up their net short position by over 50,000 contracts just this year. Tripling the net short position. Just simply to hold back price to a rally from 14 to 16. Why? What are they afraid of? Why can't they let silver rally? Maybe we'll see that in the next series of charts. Again, looking now at the just regular price charts, showing you where we are at this point in the new year and in this rally. First up, just a gold weekly chart. I've given you this channel now each of the last Fridays for about the last 2 months. We came up, we tapped the top of this channel on February the 11th and were immediately shoved back. Stayed below it. But look, for the last 4 weeks until this week, we're actually above this channel and breaking out and clear for everyone to see that the downtrend that was established in 2013 was breaking. You can't have that. Why? Because if everybody can see the downtrend is broken, new bull market beginning, sentiment gets better. Physical demand goes up, and physical demand is what will break the banks. So therefore, they create all these naked shorts. They absorb as much speculator buying as they can, hoping to tip it over, and now they have. And as you can see on this weekly chart, in the 4 weeks, just the 4 weeks that gold spent trying to break out of this channel, and now obviously, as you can tell, we're back in it, the banks added 65,000 contracts of open interest. They increased their gross short position by 43,000 contracts or 15% in just the 4 weeks that we're above this channel. They naked shorted 134 metric tons, desperately trying to contain the paper price, wait out the longs. And now it appears they've been successful. So where is price going in gold? Well, first and foremost, they're going to take a stab at that 50-day moving average. That's the red squiggly line on your daily chart that's next to that weekly chart. There's also a target that they're going to take out, or look, try to take out, that's 1190. That's the high from October. You notice it's right there by the 50-day, which is 1194. That's what they're gunning for first. Now, they may not be successful, at least not right away, because gold is so technically strong above all these moving averages, there may still be speculators that are tough to shake out. But I'm telling you, this is what the banks are shooting for. They're going to try to take out the 50-day and then that 1190 level. If they do on a closing basis, I can assure you price is next headed down to 1140 and the confluence there of the 100-day and the 200-day. I think there's a pretty damn good likelihood, based on what I've laid out for you about the history of the COT positioning, there's a very good likelihood that that's where price is headed, $80 lower from here. Now, I'd love to be wrong. Man, nothing would make me happier than to be dead wrong and everybody say, God, Turd, you were dead wrong. But how can you not have heard what I've told you for the last 24 minutes? How can you not have looked at the historical charts and not come to the same conclusion? Turning to silver, on a weekly chart, we have been following this trend line really since October of last year. We broke cleanly through it. This is a downtrend for over almost three years. We came down, we rode the line, and then started to move higher. This is everything you would want from a technical perspective here at TFMR. And instead, what has happened? We've gone straight down. Why have we gone straight down in the past couple of weeks? Because J.P. Morgan and their buddies have run their net short position to the highest level we've ever seen. That's why they're doing it. That's why they're naked shorting. That's why they are gross short 3/4 of annual mine supply. Because if you made new highs now, if you made new highs above 16, above 1638, anybody could look at this chart and say, oh shit, look at that. Silver's definitely turned. And they can't have that. That is why they are shorting so heavily. So if we assume now they're going to be successful, I mean, why wouldn't you make that assumption? And they're going to chase some of the spec right back out. What are they shooting for? First and foremost, 15. Again, we are 15-19 breaking below 15-20, which has been the bottom end of the range for 6 weeks. 15 is their target. That's the 50-day moving average at 15-01. But right below there is the 200-day moving average. And if you follow that blue line, you can see how aggressively price has been capped over the last year below it. That's what they're shooting for, because they know if they can get price back below the 200-day, and that's only 30 cents, my friend, they could take that out in a day, then we're talking 1460, but probably as low as 1440. Okay? Look, I'm not here to depress you. I mean, we all know what this means. I mean, it goes back down to 1440. That's great. I can't wait. I can buy another one of those 50-ounce bars for, what, $800? Awesome. That'd be wonderful. I know how this story ends. I know where this is headed. But I just don't want you, my dear listener, to sit here and think, oh, no. We're going higher, because you want it to go higher. You're tired of waiting. All I'm telling you is these paper markets are frauds. Criminally fraudulent den of vipers. And the paper derivative price has nothing to do with the physical picture. And so the banks issue naked paper contracts that they never have to deliver. The speculators gobble them all up. Finally, all the speculators that are going to buy have bought. Price tips over. Banks give it a shove. Fed's jawbones a little. And we take the elevator shaft back down. All of that spec selling on the other side of the trade or the commercial buying, buying back their shorts and retiring them and closing back out the open interest. That's how it works. That is how it has always worked. And this time is no different. So, come back on Monday and we'll see what happens next. But you need to be mentally prepared. Hope is not a strategy for dealing with this and preparing for the end of the Great Keynesian experiment. You need to understand what's going on. These are not free, fair markets. The only price they are discovering is the price of the paper derivative contract. That's it. A day is coming when the physical supply and availability will be exhausted. There will be delivery failures, and this whole thing will finally blow up. You need to understand that. You need to use this remaining time to prepare for that eventuality. The point of this podcast is to remind you that that is not what's happening now. This end is not coming on this next Tuesday. So when you see the weakness, when you see the selling, understand why and how and from where it's coming. Then you can prepare. Use this information to your advantage. Buy more physical. Wait for the next low to buy your paper, whatever you want to do. But it is clear to me what is going on. It needs to be clear to you as well. Thank you for listening. My gosh, I did not mean to take a whole half hour of your time on this weekend, but I hope you found this valuable. This site costs you a whopping, 30 cents a day? I hope this was worth the 30 cents. Come back Monday and we'll see where this all heads. It's going to be a volatile week. We've got the April gold contract going off the board, so you know there's going to be a lot of spec selling because those specs aren't going to be looking to take delivery. So expect a lot of weakness, at least early into the week. Then we've got the March employment numbers come Friday, and you know how that works. It's going to be a crazy, volatile, probably painful, frustrating week. So come back here with your head screwed on straight come Monday, and we'll try to get through it together. Until then, happy Easter to you and your family. I hope you're able to have a relaxing and a reflection-filled, reflective holiday weekend. And then we'll get back after it on Monday. Until then, this is Turd Ferguson signing off, and I'm out.